3, 2, 1.
Hi, welcome to BGDailyNews.com's weekly take on the toppers. I'm sports editor Rob Herbst, here with Western Kentucky women's basketball writer Brad Stevens. And Brad, you braved the snow to get here and do this fine podcast, right. So we appreciate that.
Putting the listeners first.
And we're, as we tape this, about 10 hours away from Lady Topper action tonight.
That's right, yeah. Arena. Should be a packed house.
As the Lady Toppers host Charlotte tonight. Lady Toppers needing one win, obviously, to clinch the number one seed and in the Conference USA tournament. But the big story is Alexis Govan with these Lady Toppers. We had a segment last year on the podcast, you know, the Govan watch, so to speak. What is the status of Alexis Govan right now?
Well, talking to Coach Michelle Clarkard yesterday, she says the plan is for Alexis to play at least a little bit Thursday night. Not sure what capacity, you know, play could mean start and play 15 minutes. It could mean come off the bench at a random time and play 2 minutes. So not really sure exactly what we'll see, but we know that as of now, the game plan is for her to play tonight.
And Govan battling a leg injury just like last year. What, you know, let's paint the worst case scenario. Let's say Alexis Govan's not all that effective for this team the rest of the way on. What does it do for these Lady Toppers?
It takes away a lot. I mean, it takes away a great defensive presence, takes away a good rebounder, takes away, you know, one of their top scorers. Really does a lot of, you know, kind of on-court leadership you lose with her too. I mean, she's a valuable piece. And they have some other girls that can fill the roles. I mean, Kendall Noble had a nice week last week. You know, he was Conference USA Player of the Week after, you know, almost getting a triple-double against FIU. Tayshia Brown came off the bench and filled a lot of the scoring role. But you still have to have a lot of the intangibles that Alexis brings if you're going to make some sort of deep, you know, NCAA tournament run.
Could they win the Conference USA tournament without Alexis Govan?
I think they could. Even without Alexis, I think they're still right there, one of, if not the best team in CUSA, one of the top, you know, in the top two or three. So I would still be surprised if they didn't at least get to the championship game of the tournament without her.
It's pretty amazing too, because Middle Tennessee also took a hit recently, although not on the injury front.
Yeah, they dismissed Cheyenne Parker, who was kind of their double double machine at center. So you have Middle and Western both losing some key players at the key time of the year. Maybe opens the door for some other people
like Southern Mississippi,
like Southern Miss. Yeah, maybe, you know, I'm sure it gives some other teams some confidence too. Maybe a 6 seed or a 7 seed can go, you know, upset a couple of teams at the tournament.
Lady Toppers host Charlotte tonight, needing one victory to earn that number one spot. Yeah, these are two games you would expect the Lady Toppers win. Charlotte and Old Dominion.
I would think so. They went on the road and beat them both the first time they played back in January. So, like I said, you know, not knowing the Govan situation could make things interesting. But these are still teams that the Western should be able to handle.
You have mentioned on this podcast before that if the Lady Toppers didn't really stub their toe and made the finals of the Conference USA tournament, they would be able to get an at-large bid. Do you think things change in terms of without having Govan? Would the committee look at them differently if they made the finals?
I don't think so, honestly. I mean, I think they would still reward them on the basis of what they have done for the season as opposed to maybe losing a key player. I mean, even if they lose Govan, and even if they were, say, they didn't have Govan, say they lost in the championship game of the tournament, you're still looking at a team that only has 5 losses, that has, you know, about 30 wins, that's, you know, has a solid non-conference resume. I think it would be hard to keep them out.
The Lady Toppers will be having Senior Day this weekend, along with Alexis Govan, Elena Johnson, and Chastity Gooch. Will be honored before Saturday's game against Old Dominion. Let's talk about what these three players have meant to this program, especially Gooch, being a local kid from Franklin Simpson.
Yeah, I think they've all three meant a lot. You look at, you know, what they went through their freshman year, played on, you know, the worst team in the modern history of the program. The team went 9-21 and, you know, ended up with a coach firing at the end of the season. And to be where they are now, where they're, you know, winning 25 games or more a season, it's really remarkable, and they've had a lot to do with that. And you look at Gooch, I mean, she is – developed her game, just become just a well-rounded, you know, offensive, defensive player. I mean, you know, blocks, steals, you know, jumpers, low post moves, it seems like. I mean, she has a lot of different things in her repertoire. Just an excellent player, and I know she's one of the Lady Toppers we'll miss next season.
Yeah, I mean, how I don't know if you want to use the word surprised, are you, by her progress throughout her Lady Topper career, but maybe impressed is the right word.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's different parts of her game that she developed. I know she talked about, you know, I talked to her a couple of days ago, kind of about her career, and she says that people didn't used to think she could shoot the jumpers. That motivated her to want to, you know, improve that part of her game. And now she's, you know, she takes a shot from behind the arc, and she's a threat to make that. You know, she, you know, mid-range pull-up game is really good. You know, different post moves, just an all around effective player. And yeah, like you said, it seems like she just keeps constantly improving during her career.
All right, Lady Toppers against Charlotte, EA Diddle Arena, at 7 o'clock on Thursday. Old Dominion at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon in the regular season finale. Brad, enjoy building that snowman before going to Diddle Arena. And for Brad, I'm Rob Herbst, and that is your BGDailyNews.com's weekly take on the Toppers.